So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Burgundy and gold today on a Victory Monday. And I must say, for those of you that get it, then hail to the victors. Happy to be a part of this. For those of you that don't, you'll have a whole off season to figure it out. And I'm sure sooner or later, you'll come to grips with it. And for the 10% that we can't save, then so be it. We pray for you. But I am really comfortable with the fact that I don't have to deal with my Philadelphia brethren laughing and mocking at me for sitting out there junior varsity to whoop our behinds at home. Yes, so I'm good. Real good with that. Now, Anthony, I know you're a little bit in disagreement, and I'm wondering right now, after you've had a few hours to let it all settle, have you come to grips with it's better to win than to be stomped by backups?
I mean, Doc, we were playing some of our backups as well. Like, Josh Johnson is a third stringer. Like, are people forgetting that? Are people forgetting that Jacob Martin, you know, and even though Jacob Martin has been a great revelation.
Thanks.
But he's also supposed to be a backup as well. Dietrich Wise, like, and Armstrong, those are the guys that are supposed to be our starters. So, like, we have backups going against backups. And I'm not going to lie, Doc, watching the game, it was a tough watch. It really did scream preseason football. Like, we've seen some starters, and we've seen too many backups, and it was just tough to, like, really, you know, keep my attention. Granted, I did watch the game, but, boy, was it tough. But to your question.
Who were you pulling for?
I was pulling for the command. I mean,
okay.
No.
Get yourself. Sound like that big guy.
Why must you do this, Doc? I mean, seeing how the things went leading up to our game, the Giants winning, the Browns winning, I was definitely rooting for the Eagles. Definitely. Again, like we would have had, if we had lost the game, we would have been picking fifth in this year's, you know, NFL draft. But instead, we'll be picking seventh. And granted, like, it is only two draft spots, but those draft spots can mean a lot, though, Doc. Like, it could be the difference between us being able to trade back with a team, get some, you know, some draft capital, because that's ultimately what we need. We need more draft capital, and a team that needs a quarterback would be more willing to trade up to five as opposed to seven.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that.
So, yeah, so after I saw the Giants go out there and win, the Browns go out there, I'm definitely rooting for the Eagles. But, you know, they came alive in the fourth quarter. They scored 14 unanswered, and we were able, you know, to get the W. But I don't know. I wasn't like screaming at the top of my lungs like, yeah,
so you're
the
torn.
Commanders won.
You're torn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not. I'm really glad that my obnoxious Philadelphia friends, that I don't have to live with an off season of feeling like they sent their toddlers out the junior varsity to beat our varsity. So I'm good with that. And I have bigger fish to fry. Like, I need to know who's in charge. I need to know who's going to lead our attack. We're actually into the 2026 season. So I no longer am carrying the baggage of 2025. I'm in 20, 26 undefeated.
Hey, look, it's all about perspective, Doc. And that's sort of kind of what I was also thinking about. At least we're starting 2026 off with a win.
Yeah, like, I feel good. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
The question now is that how do I maintain that? How do I keep this win streak going? And there's some areas I know we need drastic improvement in. And so now it's about personnel. How long are we going to fart around and not know who's leading, who's the head of command of the commanders in 2026? It's almost like the negotiate. See, I can only judge you by how you negotiate. I'm using the McLaurin deal as a model. So let's see how long this is going to go. How long is it going to take before we know who's in charge of what, when, where, and how?
I mean, hopefully it's this week, though, Doc. Like, we've seen some people around the NFL getting fired. Like, they call it Black Monday. So I'm hoping, you know, this week, next week, we start to, you know, figure those things out. Let me look up when Dan Quinn was hired. I want to say, like, it's usually a pretty quick turnaround to your question.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what, there's no suspense in it. I mean, I just want to know. I'm eager to get her going. I don't think we lost anybody in the ball game. You know, the worst injury of all time is the injury you get hurt on the last play of the last game of the season and just disrupt your offseason and rehab. I think we escaped pretty clean, you know, which is important. Sirianni and Eagles, which I'm not really even concerned. But since they're still playing, it's interesting to note how their strategy backfired. Now, they have a good enough team. It kind of comes down to it. You got to play everybody anytime, anywhere. But where do you stand right now on Eagle Nation and their disgust with Sirianni?
The Eagles fans don't like
it. Because they wanted to secure home.
Oh.
Playing home, being able to be in power, control their destiny with a good team.
Yeah, I mean, I just think his arrogance maybe gotten in the way a little bit because he probably just doesn't care. Like,
what would you have done?
They still have a home playoff game, though, Doc.
Yeah, but they could have had two.
Yeah, could have had two.
They've never lost at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, but, I mean, he probably values getting to the postseason healthy. Like, and I can respect that. So
I felt like a quarter. I felt like if I would have probably flashed my horses on you for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And if thinking that I could be up 14-0.
Yeah.
They scored in the first play of the game last time they played you.
Yeah.
When it was a meaningful situation, they went to the house.
Yeah.
So I would have been thinking, like, I'm going to come punch you in the face, give me a quarter out, and then pull my horses off.
Yeah.
And if we can get 14 points up on you, whatever, that would have been enough for the toddlers to hold it down.
I mean, but at the same token, Doc, they literally had a chance to go out there and win the game. So can I really, like, fault him for not playing as starters? No, like, the game was still the game. Like, they could have had it. Tank Bigsby, he was out there in relief of Saquon. He looked good running the ball. Like, they were gashing us on the ground. Tanner McKee, outside of that interception, and I don't put that interception on him because if Booker doesn't taunt who was it? Mikey or whoever he ended up catching the pass on. If he doesn't taunt and get that flag, they're not on the 20-yard line. They're on the 5-yard line, go to go, and will probably end up scoring.
Maybe.
But, you know, how the game played, we end up getting an interception following that. But I'm just saying, like, I think I don't fault Sirianni. Like, again, they had a good enough team and effort to go out there and win the game. And if the Eagles fans are that angry, then so be it. But I will say, them going against the 49ers and all the history they have as of late, that's going to be an exciting game.
Yeah, I mean, the Niners get my courage award because they're battered. And if Trent Williams doesn't play, you can forget about it. Because that kid they've been putting out here the past couple weeks while Trent tried to heal from the hamstring, they'll devour that poor kid. He's a big dude. His feet are slow as molasses. And Purdy, boy, I really like the way Purdy's playing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got an edge, that confidence. Same guy that we ridiculed, questioned, people mocked about them. He's worth every dollar they've ever invested in him. And he's got his swag going. That system, man, that system's so good for the Niners, but yet it hasn't been able to crack the code. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been able to finish.
Yeah.
He's still chasing the ghosts. And an exciting time of the year looking at these teams. And if you saw anything of the Crows and the Steelers, I mean, I admire people that go heavy on the wagering. Do you realize how uncomfortable they had to make some people feel that were riding this hard, thinking they had it in the bag, and just like that, it was gone?
Yeah.
Before you could even dream about your winnings, spending it in your mind, it was gone. And it looked like that old saying that, hey, it's a chip shot. Really? Really? Professional kickers. Not one, both of them. Both of them. 4-12 here in the nation's capital. Man, 18 games ago. I can still remember opening day, man.
It flew by, man.
It flew by. So time goes, whether we're having fun or not. So you get a chance to lay it on line. Where are you at? What are you thinking? What do you hope for? What do you want to see? Let it hang out right here. Team 980, Burgundy and Gold today. DOC and Ant-Man and you coming up next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Those of you that got a chance to watch Baltimore and Pittsburgh, you know who I was texting all night, right, Anthony? You know who, right?
Yeah.
No response. He was a nervous wreck, right? Didn't hear from him. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. It was tough. 301-230-0980 is the number. Congratulations to all those that got the job done. Lee, how do we fix our situation here in Washington?
Good day, Mr. Walker. First of all, we need to get rid of that John Madden play caller, Kingsbury. Get rid of that joker first and foremost. We need to sign us a top receiver. I don't know the boy from Minnesota. We can get him for a first-round draft pick or not because he won out of Minnesota, Mr. Jeffries. Need to work on that defense all the way around. The defense is just hideous, Doc. I don't know where to start at with them boys, man. Linebackers, Wise got to go. Maybe we can hold Lulu for another year. We need some linebackers. I need some about a good edge rusher. And got to sign Payne, man. He's a dog, man. Got to keep that kid on the block, man.
But we got a lot of stuff to do then. It's a laundry list.
I agree with you.
I just want to know how long is it going to take us to fart around and make these decisions? We need to hit the ground running. There ain't a day to waste on this. That's what I'm going to judge them by. How long is it going to take before we know what we're fighting with.
Well, Mr. Walker, if you be sincere with the fans and let them know we're in a semi-rebuilding stage, that's what it's going to take, sir. It's going to take two more years, sir. Three more years. But you got
to
get
two more years to do what?
Caller.
To do what?
We got to rebuild. Got to rebuild, Doc.
No, but you just said 2 years. 2 years to do what?
Oh, to get back in the playoffs, man, in Super Bowl. Two good years. We got pieces in places. Just need about a few more dogs coming, man.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, so, I asked for your opinion. You gave it. I appreciate you. Thank you. 301-230-0980. Anthony, I ain't got no 2 years. 2 years? You got to be out your mind, man. 2 years. We're going to do this thing, man, as soon as we get some people in there, bringing in the right people, training them the right way, and with the talent that already exists. Why would it take us 2 years when the most important position in the game, we got that covered? Offensive line is not decimated. We got a way to start. 2 years. Bonesy, what say you?
Hey, Doc. Shout out to my main man, Ant. Shout out to Little over there in the Southeast and all the rest of the K-9s. Hey, Doc, man, I was listening to the coach earlier today, man. Yeah, I was listening to the coach today. And, man, the coach, man, you know, he seemed to be very enamored with Cliff Kingsbury, man. You know, okay, he all right, he can feel like that. But I'm saying, I'm not impressed. You know, I'd be 66 Thursday. I've been around, man, since, man, RFK. And, man, I see the offense. I see how he's running, how he's calling the offense, man. He's not protecting Jaden Daniels, man. You know, Jaden's mother, she going to make a tweet, you know, supporting Cliff Kingsbury. But I'm telling you, man, Cliff Kingsbury is not, man, for Jaden Daniels, man. And I'm telling you, man, we need to get somebody that's going to, man, want to pound that ball, you understand, want to run that ball, use them RBs, man, and run that ball to protect that boy, Jaden. It don't make no difference if we got the fifth pick or the seventh pick. We still need players, man. We need a lot of players.
That I will agree with you, man, when you say players. Appreciate you, Bonesy. Chuck,
players.
You are next. Yes. Welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
What's up, Doc? What's up, man?
Hey, man. Victory Monday.
Hey, check it out, though. With them, everybody talk about, man, they've been around and this and that, man. Man, we the only team who had an MVP kicker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about that. Just that alone right there. And we won a Super Bowl with Scabs.
Yeah.
How about that? You know what I'm saying? All this, man, what we need is a good development program. That's what we need. It don't matter who we pick or where we pick. We just need somebody to get to really develop these players so when we can get them on the field, they could do something.
Well, you got to put them in games first. If you can't get your new prospects, you don't feel good enough about them, and you had them for 3 months, somebody has got to explain that to me. As the folks say,
yeah,
I need some explaining done to me. You
yeah.
cannot sell me on that. I've not heard one example or explanation that will satisfy me as to why you had young people that could not break the code to get on the field for you. They did not develop under you at all.
Exactly.
On offense or defense.
Hey,
and somebody needs to be accountable for that. I'll take an explanation.
Exactly.
But to just give me the finger and say nothing about it, unacceptable. Appreciate the call. Anthony, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
See, once again, the player in Doc Walker is coming out. And I get it. You can't turn it off. It's your DNA. But there's the player, current player perspective, the former player perspective and Joe the fan perspective.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Which one is better, 5 or 7?
Five, you mean wins or 7 wins?
No. Draft position, which one is better? Picking number 5 or
picking number 7? It depends on who's picking them and who's available. That's never been determined through any draft.
That's a given. That's a given. But the point is, for me, I'm not going to try to speak for anybody
else. You just sold me.
I'm not going to try to speak
for anybody else. And I agree with you. For you, you think those two picks make a difference. You might be right.
They potentially.
Right. Oh yeah, potentially.
So here's the thing. Yesterday was a participation trophy game.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
So when we get, I've told you before, I go back to the Larry Brown days.
Yep.
And the Charlie Taylor days. So in my heart, I'm gonna always be with the team, win, lose, or draw. Every game I'm watching.
Me too.
But when we get to the participation trophy part of it, a win don't mean jack to me. I'm ready for next season to start. I want to be in the fight.
Well, all that sounds great. And when you show me you got people that can help me get there, then I'll be with you. I'm not convinced of that.
I agree. Okay, that's fair. But
you want me also to get people to elevate them, to trust them when they have not sold me on the fact that they can develop with what they have. Am I supposed to just forget that?
Well, see, the problem is you had two dichotomies. You had last year where, it was lightning in a bottle, but nobody was complaining then, right? Fast forward to this year. You had unusual circumstances with all the injuries, everything else. Yeah, they are old team. We get that. But you can't go from one extreme to the next.
You mean
the same
kind of injuries that, like, you mean like the Niners have experienced? We're never going to agree on this. We can agree to just keep it even and just move forward.
Didn't the Niners have a defense?
They had, yeah.
Didn't the Niners have a defense?
They had. We not like us. We don't have one.
We never had one.
Never had one.
So that's the difference.
And you got a defensive head coach. And he hired his ace in there to be in charge of it. And it was dying in there, and he couldn't come save it. Slim.
We are starting from scratch.
I will accept you doing this. You're never in a million years going to talk me into letting somebody in my division kick my ass with their backups after I know what I'm working with. People that haven't developed people properly. And you want me to trust them even further. And I'm going to get hung up over that. Never in life.
We played backups too.
Never in life.
We played backups too.
Never in life.
We didn't have our starting our starting 11 out there. We played backups too.
Not like this, Slim. You know better than that. And they were better than us. Their backups might have been as good as our starters. That was a punk you job. That's what they went after. And it didn't work. He tried to punk us. That was his way of going for the 2-point conversion, and it didn't work because our guy stood up and said they're not going to be punked. They came out and battled and fought. Got
to
give him that.
Let me get to my final point. Let me get to my final point before you let me go.
No, go ahead.
So, as far as the offseason goes, because we are so weak with 4 and 5-star players. As an analogy,
okay,
this thing is not going to get fixed in 1 year.
Okay,
we have our defense is so pathetic. It's impossible to fix it on 1 year where you only got 6 draft picks, and everybody else has the same opportunity almost as far as trying to get free agents. So, the best thing we can hope for defensively. It's an incremental improvement.
Okay.
And then come back on, hopefully the offense comes back to what they were the year before. And then the following year, the defense needs to be on point with the offense.
Anthony, you know better than that, man. Hope. Dude, that don't work by hope. It goes by pressure.
Look who we're working with.
He's got to have pressure. Then get rid of them and get new people. Hope. You don't hope you win pro ball. That's up to them to figure it out. Figure it out. Your head coach is defensive minded. Come on, man.
You said yourself there are only six or seven of them in the league, right?
No, I'm talking about what, edge rushers? Animals? Anthony, appreciate you. Love you to death, man. You ain't going to never change me. And I'm never going to change you. Let's be good. Got defensive head coach.
I'm with you, Doc.
What the hell are we talking about? You got a defensive-minded head coach. You got a GM that has seen success. He's been with San Francisco. They've had a lot of mid-round draft picks that have turned over. You can't get your players on a field. And you think that's normal? Come on, man. Yes. I got to go to break. Appreciate y'all being on the line. We all have the right to be insane. I'm not trying to, be you. But for God's sakes, open your eyes. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
4:43 here in the nation's capital. I have to say it because this is a victory. Monday, it doesn't feel like it because we're in reconstruction mode. What we need is self-awareness. That's what I'd like. How about a self-awareness week? Where we stop BSing ourselves and call it for real, for what it is, so that we can fix it and move forward. If not, then you're just going to push the lie down the street. We're going to roll into 2:26, lying to yourself again and expecting a different result. To me, that's completely asinine. Will, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today. Will going once.
Sorry about that. Appreciate you, Doc. Thank you for taking my call.
My man.
Here it is, man. I'm picking up what you're putting down. It starts at the top. You want to be – this franchise is run like they shop at the grocery store instead of running their own farm and raising their own bulls and cows and chickens. You know, we like the microwave meal. We want to shop. We want to have it fast. We want it right now. It starts and stops with Adam Peters. He's made some poor decisions as a general manager, and I'm going to say it. Picking up Marshawn Lattimore, the moves he made, dragging this out with Terry. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah,
and
I like Lattimore,
I'm starting to question, because he's the same man that drafted Trey Lance. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
Gave up the house to go get Trey Lance. How that turned out?
Yeah. Well, nobody's
so,
perfect.
You know, you got to be careful who you got. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying nobody's perfect. We're not requiring that you be perfect. What we're requiring is that you be consistent.
Accountability.
Right.
Stand up for the mistakes that you've made,
right,
and stand on business. Now you got 2 years, if that, with me. I mean, I wouldn't have been upset if they cleaned house after this year with that kind of performance and that defense. Blow it up. Blow the defense up. You got 30 free agents on this team this year. I think we may bring back, what, maybe two or three back at the most? So this is beyond a rebuild. A rebuild, you got plans. Look how the Ravens, the Steelers, that organization, all those organizations that win, they don't make excuses. And they got homegrown talent. We don't grow anybody with this team. We don't have one player that we can truly say, except maybe Terry, in recent 10 years. That's awful.
Yeah, well, this
we
is...
We don't develop pass rushers, linebackers.
There you go. This has not been a test, I mean, Dirty. a test study for competence.
It's dirty.
Over the last 5 years. I mean, let's face it. And that's why we were so excited last year, because of the remarkable turnaround. But let's call it for what it is, and there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. If you won six games on the last play of the game, you had that rabbit's foot. And good, I'm not mad at that. But don't fake yourself
out.
Ball
is like Jeremy Chengo.
Yeah, you got work to do.
Locker room guys. And you came back and sold us a bill of goods. Now you want to tell us you want to raise ticket prices? You want a new stadium for what? To go watch this? We might as well stay at FedEx.
Yeah, but the business slide, Slim. Let's not watch this? No. Be careful now. Let's not kill the business. Because you can't. Don't kill my ability to make money. Come on now. You ain't going to never talk me into that. Because without money, you ain't going to get nothing done. Don't make us broke now. 100%. We might be incompetent,
that's right.
But don't make me broke. All right? Bro. I appreciate you, dog.
I will do that to you,
all right,
dog.
Man. Appreciate you, man.
All right, bro.
Going to Clinton. Hey, Ray, let's see if you can top that.
What's up, Doc? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, house cleaning. It's time for us to figure this thing out and not take forever to do it, because we're wasting time. We effed up 2025.
Man,
I want 2026 to be straight.
I'm like this, man. Use the damn bleach. Forget the Lysol. Use the bleach. Get the funk. Get all that other toxic waste out of there. And let's go. Because I sit up there last year listening to everybody talking about we should have got Drake May. Okay? That was last year. New England turned theirs around in 1 year. Everybody on this phone keep telling you we need 2 years. Hell no. You get what you need with the money that you got, with the draft picks that you got, and go get the people and play the players that you draft, man. It's like they draft, they're just using it just to hold players, stop players. You got a guy on that team, undrafted free agent named Ja'Cory Brooks. Shine in the preseason. I'm talking about shine in the preseason. Didn't even get on the field this year.
Yeah.
They stacked them on the practice squad for what? For what? What they stacked them for? They use them? No. Look, I'm going to tell you something, man. This regime is almost reminding me of that guy daggone Vinny Serrato. I'm telling you, it's almost.
God.
Adam Peters almost.
Oh, my God, boy.
I'm telling you, man. Ain't it? And you just don't want to think like that, because you want the best for him because J.D. 5.
Yep.
J.D. 5, he puts a whole lot of faith in all these fans, you know what I'm saying, including myself. But you, if you look past JD 5, you got a whole lot of Lysol cleaners out there. I'm a bleach cleaner. I love my great customer.
Don't do that. Ray, you on point, man. Nice show. Good job.
We get your point. Clean.
We get the point. Right. Jonesy, you are next.
Right, my man.
Thank you. God bless you. Jonesy, you're next.
Doc, I hear everybody talking about players, but we got to look at coordinators too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And we got to start right with one who don't stick with the run, especially when it's working. I have an issue with that. So why would I want that guy coming back here? I know I want somebody who is going to be more patient with the run, who's more creative with the run. And when it's working, you keep doing it until the opposers can stop it. That's what I didn't see this year. But I saw a whole lot of the run when it was working. We just quit on it early. And then as far as the players that we got that can't get on the field, then you drafted the wrong players if they can't get on the field. I'm sorry. That's the only way we can look at that. I got a Kane Medrano. I hear his name more than I've seen his face. That's a problem. But he's a thumper on the daggone when he can get on special teams. I've seen him hit.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, so why he can't get in the game on the defense?
No idea.
So
it ain't like this 20, like they 11
this
strong
development thing together.
Yeah, no, I don't get it, but yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Ian, you've been real patient, brother. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this last week with the philosophy of keeping Quinn, but hiring a defensive coordinator that's totally outside kind of his realm, if you will, or his scheme, and what value that adds. Again, if it were me, I would fire everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the logic of going back last year. There is not a single person who calls into this network or radio station that tells their boss, I should keep my job for next year based on what I did 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what did you do right now? You have to prove yourself every day. Update your resume.
Agreed.
No one's asking that the team wins their Super Bowl every year, but there has to be a better explanation than, quote, injuries or this for what happened this year. And it's odd to me that there's a lot of, okay, we're going to fire Joe Witt Jr., Kingsbury may take the fall. But the main culprits, the people who hired them, kept them, somehow keep their job. That doesn't work. And again, you can go pick by pick, player by player. Adam Peters has more misses than makes. No one is perfect, but he's got a lot of misses. And honestly, we felt like last year, at least you got the quarterback right. If you had to do it over, they didn't get the quarterback right. I think you would have picked up Drake May or even Bo Nix over Jane Daniels based on availability. And then on the coach, I think we would have picked three different coaches over Dan Quinn. So the two main positions he hired, I don't think he got right. I don't get why people want to run it back for another year. We're going to be in the same boat where you see the midseason firing and you start the whole train all over again.
Yeah, well, that's yet to be determined, but you definitely make a point that until someone counters it, I want to know how long this is going to take. I'm shocked that we don't already know. Now, we're going to hear DQ and AP speak to the nation when we come back, but, man, I really told Anthony, has it been announced yet? Do we know where we're going? What the hell is taking so long? That I don't understand. Every day is critical. We have wasted enough time with this. Appreciate you, Ian.
I agree.
We got time
Can
to get to Oklahoma?
With one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
The other concern, and I don't like comping RG3 and Jane Daniels, but they're starting to be comps. When you get the mother publicly endorsing a debatable.
Don't react to everything you hear, though. But don't react to everything you hear.
She
everybody's
wrote it.
You know, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. That don't faze me at all. Because if they're listening to anybody on the outside, they need their ass whipped.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody. No, I don't fault anybody for what they say. I fault you if you're paying attention to it.
Understood.
Because it has no relevance to what we're talking about. I got you. Appreciate you, man.
Right.
You say go to break, boss? Okay, break, we're going there. You guys have been on fire. We appreciate that. Sorry to have to go hard. We got to look. I can't afford to waste any more time. All right? We need to make some decisions. What is taking so long? That's where I'm at right now. I don't want to F 2026 up with the same passive approach. Will somebody please step the game up? Back in a moment. Don't forget, DQ, AP, speak to the nation, and we will have it for you right here on Burgundy and Gold. Today, DOC on a hot microphone and Anthony Haney trying to get it done. We care because it matters. It's one thing to pick players that you've seen on the collegiate level, have shown promise. Then you have to indoctrinate them into your program, and they got to fit in and they got to work their way upstream. That process is not supposed to take 2 years. You got to do it in 2 months. You got to figure it out. Never a lack of effort. These people care. It's not negligence at all. What we got to do is find out, are we doing the right things to help people play their best? Are the things that we're asking people to do, are they capable of doing it? And if they are, then why aren't we seeing it at a higher level? It's either or. It's not that complicated. Are you running things that help people be the best they can be, or you're not? Can you identify people and put them in a position to be successful, or you can't and you don't? Not that complicated. But we make it look complicated, and that's my frustration. You got professionals. They've won before. They've had success. They showed you they understand why you can't win 12 games accidentally. So they were able to pull it off. And you can't say, well, one guy got hurt and it blew the whole thing out of the water. It's three phases to this. Then one phase has got to overcompensate for the other one. It's still blocking and tackling. Blocking and tackling. The fundamentals. And we were tackling was horrendous. So there's some work to be done that the naked, you don't have to be a five-star pro to figure this out. We're talking basics and fundamentals. And we got to get it fixed. And you got to figure out who's going to be in charge of getting that fixed. Little, you're next. Thanks for being patient.
Legend, shout out to Ant Man number two. Southeast Bones. Old Pancake Duncan hanging in there. Bones. Street singer, Doc. You sing with the best of them. But let me say
Little,
this,
you're going to get dropped if you don't get to the point.
Now, let me say this. I'm getting ready to get to the point, Doc. We had some second stringers up in there, too, compared to our starters. We have three starters on the offensive line, two starters on the defensive line that was out because they injured, and two cornerbacks. I like Lattimore, and I truly believe, Doc, it's the scheme. If we get out of kid, that boy's scheme that DQ running, he had freaks on the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So, but guess what? It's going to be one freak that's going to be a free agent. That kid up there playing in Texas, Hunter, he ain't signed but for 1 year, and I hope Peters break the bank to go get him. And we bring back what we had in the house that was injured, including Lattimore, and a defensive coordinator that's resume under Lovie Smith. Somebody come under his clan, Lovie Smith clan, because that's what Texas is running, Lovie Smith defense now. And then go get my man Mike McCarthy. Dallas is running Mike McCarthy offense right now. That's what I want to see as a coordinator.
Well, you're not wrong. You're throwing out good things. They got to hire somebody to do that.
Let me say this. I'm going to get off the phone. Can you imagine J.D. 5 with his back turned to the defense for a split second after he surveyed the defense under the center? Come on, man. It's got to be common sense football, man.
The problem is, little, and you know it. There's no such thing as common sense.
Ant-Man don't understand that.
Well, we
JD5 will be all, man, come on. JD5 be a damn MVP next year.
Yeah, reality in life is that common sense. There's really no such thing.
We get the right coordinator here.
Well, somebody's got to do that. Appreciate you, Luke. Somebody's got to do it. I don't know who's going to do it, but somebody's got to do it.
Am I catching this
straight,
Doc? Huh? Why you say I don't understand it? I've been saying we need to run the ball.
No, I didn't say you didn't. He said you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like I don't know what Little been listening to. Yeah. I've been saying run the ball since before the preseason.
Yeah.
In terms of like making the offense a little bit better than it was last year. So I don't know where Little was going.
We're trying to stretch the game out. We're trying to give our defense a blow. It's called complementary football. I think Cliff is highly talented. He's going to do well no matter what, where. I'm not worried about any of that. It's sometimes styles, there's a clash in styles and philosophies. You have to have a philosophy in which you believe. And that's supposed to be the head man's philosophy, not the coordinator's. The head man is supposed to be setting the tone. The head man is supposed to say, this is who we are and this is what we do. The head man is supposed to be setting the agenda. And then those are supposed to be following him. He is not designed to follow them. That drives me nuts. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.